Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Prophecy. Do you know that the book of Amos, God tells us that he does nothing unless he reveals it to his prophets first? Well, Kim Clement, who was with the Lord now, he literally he's passed and gone to be with the Lord. In 2005, he gave a prophetic word in Nashville, and it was April the 16th, 2005. And now, of course, right now it's 2017. And we're about to see how this word came to pass. It was specifically about the Catholic Church and how God was going to move in the Catholic Church. So let's go back and hear this word. It was given in Nashville by Kim Clement, and then I'm going to show you this word being fulfilled. It's going to bless your heart. Take a look.
But God said, the Catholic Church shall be known as mine, for I am about to take the Parakletos. I'm about to take the Parakletos. I'm about to take the Parakletos and give it to them, says the Lord. I speak of my Holy Spirit. I speak of the Holy Spirit shall be given to the Roman Catholic Church. God said, I will put in the papal and into the Pope a spirit of jealousy. For God said he will be jealous, and he will say God must be God, and they will say you cannot change it, it's going to stay the way it is. But you watch, says the Lord, over a 3-year period, how I will change things. And they will say there is only one God, there is only one saint, there is only one God, and he is the Lord Jesus Christ. For this shall be a miraculous invasion of millions of people that shall be taken care of.
This is powerful. Of course, Paracletus, he's talking about the Holy Spirit is going to be given to the Catholic Church, but something's going to happen to cause them to get hungry and jealous. Well, listen, about 110 years ago, there was this outpouring of God's Spirit called Azusa Street, and it was Charles Seymour who was just crying out for revival, and God moved so powerfully during that time, like 1906 or so, that the whole world was touched. People from all different countries were touched. And this is, of course, if you're young and listen, this is before the internet, before cell phones, before texting. And it literally is through word of mouth. And God just moved powerfully at Azusa Street. Well, they had Azusa 2.0 110 years later. God laid it on Lou Engle's heart to be able to hold an Azusa 2.0 in California in Anaheim Stadium, and to begin to gather all the different parts of us from around the world and begin just to pray and repent and ask God for a second Azusa Street, Azusa 2.0. Well, guess what happened? You just heard Kim Clement give that word in 2005. Well, 11 years later, April 2016, the Pope Francis sends a representative to Azusa Street 2.0, literally to repent for what they said and done to the Protestant church over the years and ask forgiveness. And they said exactly what Kim Clement said, that we want to be a part. We don't want to miss out on what God's doing with the Holy Spirit. We want to be a part of Azusa Street. And it was so powerful. As a matter of fact, guess what we have for you? We actually have it for you. You're going to see that prophetic word being fulfilled that Kim Clement gave 11 years prior to this date. This is April 2016 when it's being fulfilled. And this is Lou Engle, who's heading up Azusa 2.0, also The Call. And he is the Catholic Church. A lot of different churches came, but the Catholic Church came. And understand, Pope Francis sent these priests to come and specifically do what they're about to do. Check it out.
1967, Duquesne University. The Spirit was outpoured. That's 50 years ago. It's Jubilee. Today, our Catholic brothers are with us. Tell us, Mateo, welcome. Give our shout of thanksgiving for our Catholic brothers. Go ahead.
Siamo una delegazione cattolica, io vengo dall'Italia.
We're a delegation, a Catholic delegation, and I come from Italy.
E vi porto il saluto da parte di 150 milioni di cattolici carismatici.
And I bring you a salute from 150 million charismatic Catholics.
Siamo parte della stessa famiglia.
We're part of the same family.
Anche noi siamo parte della famiglia di Azusa Street.
And we are also part of the family of Azusa Street.
Azusa Street è l'attualizzazione della profezia del profeta Gioele.
It's the actuality, the prophecy of Joel in action.
Negli ultimi giorni, dice il Signore Dio, io espanderò il mio spirito su ogni carne.
He said in the last days he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh.
E così abbiamo una carne evangelica.
So we have an evangelical
una
flesh.
Carne protestante.
We have a Protestant
una
flesh.
Carne cattolica.
We have a Catholic flesh.
Dio non fa riguardo di persona.
God
Dio non ha riguardo di persona.
He doesn't look at people.
Ma chiunque lo teme accetta Dio.
But whoever holds him and accepts him.
E questa è la lezione che Pietro ha dovuto imparare nella casa di Cornelio.
And this is the lesson that we learn in the house of Cornelius.
Dio ha dato a noi lo stesso spirito.
God has given us the same spirit.
Cattolici, protestanti, evangelici, pentecostali, ortodossi, ebrei.
Catholics, Protestants, Orthodox, Hebraic Messianics.
Come dice Paolo, ci siamo abbeverati allo stesso spirito.
Just like Paul says, we have drunk of the same spirit.
Per formare un solo corpo.
To form one body.
Il corpo di Cristo.
The body of Christ.
Una sola chiesa.
One church.
Un solo Signore.
One Lord.
Gesù ha pregato, Padre, fa che siamo uno affinché il mondo creda.
Jesus said, make us one until the world believes.
Dobbiamo pentirci se il mondo oggi dopo 2000 anni non ha ancora conosciuto il nome di Gesù che salva.
We need to repent if after 2000 years the world doesn't believe yet Christ is Lord.
Che cosa impedisce al mondo di conoscere Gesù?
What hinders the world from knowing Jesus?
Una parte della responsabilità è a causa del peccato della divisione dei cristiani.
And one big part of that is the division of Christians.
La divisione è un peccato diabolico.
Division is a diabolical sin.
Noi dobbiamo pentirci.
We need to repent.
E pregare.
And pray.
Per rimuovere.
To remove.
Questa causa che impedisce al mondo di credere.
The thing that hinders the world from believing.
È quello che noi vogliamo fare quest'oggi ancora.
And today what we want to do.
Il Signore vuole rompere lo spirito della divisione.
Jesus wants to break the spirit of division.
Non ha importanza le nostre differenze.
He doesn't care about our differences.
Non saremo riconosciute per le nostre differenze.
We're not going to be known by our differences.
Per le nostre dottrine.
For our doctrines.
Per le nostre tradizioni.
For our traditions.
Ma per l'amore che avremo gli uni gli altri.
For the love that we have one for another.
Gesù ha detto da questo vi riconosceranno.
Jesus
che siete
said,
miei
by
discepoli.
This you will know that you are my disciples.
Se avrete amore gli uni verso
if
gli altri.
If you have love one for another.
Ed è quello che vogliamo fare.
And that's what we want to do.
Noi cattolici.
We Catholics.
Abbiamo ricevuto tanto dal movimento di Azusa Street.
So much from the Azusa Street.
Ma vogliamo saldare un debito.
But we want to sow a debt.
Chiedere perdono pubblicamente a voi protestanti.
We want to ask you Protestants.
Per non aver rispettato questa legge dell'amore di Gesù.
We want to ask for your forgiveness for not respecting the love of the law of
per non
Jesus.
Aver usato amore e carità nei vostri confronti.
For not respecting you and showing love and generosity.
Per questo umilmente.
In this humility.
Noi vi chiediamo perdono nel nome di Gesù.
We ask that you would forgive us in the name of Jesus.
Nel nome di Gesù, fratelli e sorelle.
In the name of Jesus, brothers and sisters.
Pregate per noi.
Please pray for us.
E donateci il vostro perdono, la vostra misericordia.
Please give us your forgiveness and your mercy.
E ora voglio compiere un gesto perché i gesti sono più importanti delle parole.
And today I want to just symbolically make a gesture.
Avrei voluto lavare i piedi, ma non è molto pratico.
We wanted to wash your feet, Lou, but we found that it's not really practical here.
Ma simbolicamente io voglio baciare i piedi di Lou e come per quello che noi possiamo rappresentare la Chiesa Cattolica, noi cattolici vogliamo compiere questo gesto di umiltà.
We want to, Lou, kiss your feet as Catholics and just honor you with this gesture right now. Raise up Catholics all over the world. 1 billion souls of Catholics to come into the kingdom of God. The hour is coming. The chains are broken. The loosing of the Lord upon every single Catholic in the world, that they would see the baptism of the Holy Spirit. A revival will spring forth in the Catholic Church like never before.
We're just in a holy moment right here. I want to do the same thing for you. Come, my brothers and sisters. I want you to come here. Come on, the elders, just come. I want to join this thing. This is holy stuff.
Signore, io ti ringrazio.
Jesus, I thank you.
Perché tu stai rompendo lo spirito di divisione della
Because
Chiesa.
You're breaking the spirit of division.
Tu prepari un grande risveglio in
You're preparing a great revival.
All'inizio di questo nuovo millennio.
In the event of this great call.
È quello che hai compiuto 110 anni fa.
And that which you wanted to do 110 years ago.
Lo puoi fare ancora.
You're gonna do it again.
Fallo ancora, Signore.
Do it again.
Fallo ancora, Signore. Fallo ancora, Signore. Manda la potenza del tuo spirito e battezza questa generazione nello spirito del tuo amore.
Hold the tuo spirito, let your spirit come again for a billion Catholics.
We got a brother who is over evangelism in this archdiocese. We want to pray. I want you to lift, stretch out your hands. We're going to pray for the evangelization, the mighty evangelization of the peoples of Los Angeles.
Heavenly Father, you taught us through St. Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians that the eye cannot say to the hand, I do not need you. Nor can the head say to the foot, I do not need you. But the truth is, we all need each other. And Lord, we know that you want to bring revival in our world and in our nation. But we will not have revival until we have reconciliation. And as Elijah prepared Elisha and Israel for revival, first they had to be reconciled. To turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons, and the hearts of the sons to the fathers. And so, Heavenly Father, it is my prayer going forward from this historic day, we can all forgive each other. We have to forgive each other. And if we become united, our witness will be powerful in the world. We need to unite. And so, the Holy Father, Pope Francis, has made a covenant for Christian unity. So as his representative here in the local church, I make a covenant with Lou Engel and all of you here that going forward from this day, we must fly united. So Lord, I say this to every person with absolute sincerity and authenticity. I need you. I need you. I need you. The Lord Jesus wants unity Father, Abba, Daddy. Let them be one as you and I are one. And so let us pray and work for unity, so the witness of Christ will be most powerful in our troubled world. So Lord, I ask you to send your spirit of healing and love and transformation upon every good soul that came here today. Bless and strengthen them, and let us make a covenant to work with Lou Engel, who is our leader in this movement of reconciliation. Let us make a covenant and work together as a united body, as a family in Christ, so we can have love and reconciliation in our own Christian family. Amen.
Powerful. Is that not powerful? That's 11 years to the day that Kim Clement gave that word, exactly what he said, that repentance and that hunger and that jealousy for the Spirit of God would come. And look what God did, the reconciliation. I want you to look one more time back at what took place in 11 years prior to that when Kim Clement gave this word. It's short, but listen to it again.
But God said, the Catholic Church shall be known as mine, for I am about to take the Parakletos. I'm about to take the Parakletos. I'm about to take the Parakletos and give it to them, says the Lord. I speak of my Holy Spirit. I speak of the Holy Spirit shall be given to the Roman Catholic Church. God said, I will put in the papal and into the Pope a spirit of jealousy. For God said he will be jealous, and he will say God must be God, and they will say you cannot change it, it's gonna stay the way it is. But you watch, says the Lord, over a 3-year period, how I will change things. And they will say there is only one God, there is only one saint, there is only one God, and he is the Lord Jesus Christ. For this shall be a miraculous invasion of millions of people that shall be taken care of.
This is so amazing. 11 years to the day, that's what took place. 11 years after that word, the Catholic Church came, and you saw where they came all the way from Italy and sent from the Pope and saying, listen, we want to repent. We want to repent for how we treated the Protestant church. We want to repent how we treated the parts of the church that wasn't us. And we want to humble ourselves, and we want to be a part of what the unity we got to have. And it's like, it happens. We just had Kim Clement give a prophetic word in 2005. And 11 years later, almost to the day, left to the month,
yeah,
in Anaheim Stadium, Azusa Now, led by Lou Engel, and so many of our brothers and sisters came together for that. And there the Catholic Church was. And it was such a beautiful act of humility. And I mean, when I saw that, I was in tears. Just the presence of God was just touching me. And there's nothing more beautiful than humility and unity and wanting to move in love.
It's the place of the commanded blessing.
Yeah, it's Psalms 133, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful. So very encouraging. And it's exciting to see what God's going to do in his church.
Right. And he says, you know, Psalms 133 says, you know, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. For it's the place of the commanded blessing.
That's right. From the beard to the skirt, right?
Right. Yeah, so this is, I mean, you could feel the anointing. And that was Anaheim Stadium. That's a stadium that Franklin Graham filled. And
Billy Graham.
Billy Graham filled, and just a world record of people coming there. Several nights of meetings. They have
ten nights. Think a million people. He filled that stadium. They dedicated a plaque to Billy Graham. He's the only person who's been able to do it.
So this is very exciting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.